Ellen Williams writes a blog called My Blurred World, and recently Ellen wrote about fashion, and in particular, the accessibility of fashion and beauty. And Ellen joins me now. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I was looking at your blog, and of course, what kind of started off this conversation was you were talking about the January sales.
I was, yeah, because we all love a bargain at the beginning of a new year. But they're not always the most accessible for vision impaired people. So that was something that encouraged me to write about the accessibility of fashion and how brands can improve accessibility for blind and vision impaired customers.
You were mentioning about the accessibility of websites. Now, do you use websites a lot?
I do, yeah. I use a screen reader to navigate them, but they're not always the most accessible with that. They're not always the best of friends. And I think that's something that can be improved a lot in terms of brands and kind of focusing more on accessibility, because often there's not enough descriptions on items or buttons aren't labelled, so the screen reader won't necessarily read these things out, which is quite annoying at times.
What about navigating through a website then with a screen reader? How easy is that?
It can be quite tricky, to be honest, especially if the website is cluttered and if there's a lot of pop-ups and things like that, the screen reader tends to go a little bit crazy. And I think that's something that can be improved a lot. Often buttons aren't labelled, so the screen reader will just say button, and of course you can't really click on that because you don't know where it can lead you. So it's little things that can be implemented in terms of improving these things so vision impaired people can have a better experience.
I must admit the pop-ups are really annoying for me when I'm looking through perhaps a news story, and sometimes to actually get to the story you've got so many things that pop up and you need to allow or not allow. So I would imagine if you're getting that all the time and you're looking for something in the fashion, must be really frustrating. What about detailed descriptions then? What works for you?
So for me, the more detail, the better. But often descriptions are quite vague in terms of clothing websites, and they just say white t-shirt or something like that. And of course, that doesn't give you much context. So I like to know about the patterns and the style and things like that, but it's not often something that's included in the description, which I think is really unfair for those who'd like more of an idea of what they're looking at.
So do you feel that whoever it is, whose website it is, they're making assumptions that obviously if you have good sight, you could make all these judgments and balances yourself by just looking at it? They're not really thinking about it from a visually impaired point of view.
Yeah, of course. I think some people often think that blind and vision impaired people can't appreciate things like fashion because of the fact that they're often considered to be visual aspects of life, when in actual fact they can be appreciated in a much deeper way. So for me, I like to appreciate the things like the texture and the fabric and how they make me feel when I wear them. So for me, it's a much deeper relationship than just the visual aspects. And I think that's something that's often forgotten about.
It's funny you said that. I had somebody recently say to me, when it was regard to how a blind person looked, and it was like, well, why bother? And I said, well, because, you know, the blind person can't see themselves. And they were like, yes. And I thought, what a strange thing to say. You know, because even if you can't see yourself, you want to make sure that, you know, you're turned out in the way that you want to be turned out.
Exactly. And I think that's a really common misconception, actually. I've come across loads of people who say, oh, you don't look blind. And I'm like, well, what does blind actually look like? And it's a mind-boggling concept, to be honest, because we want to put effort into the way we look, even though we can't see ourselves. It's crazy to think about, really.
Of course, on radio, you get told that you don't sound blind.
I just don't get that concept at all.
Right, now, what about formats then? What would you like to see when it comes to websites?
Well, there's a lot of things that can be implemented. Like I was saying before, just simply labeling buttons so they can be read out by screen readers. In terms of someone who has more sight, then it's important to have clear contrast between colours and text, and just clear text as well, so it's easier to read. And just more descriptions on photos and underneath the descriptions of clothes. So they're all simple things, really, that can be implemented, but they can make a big difference.
Do some websites get it better than others, do you think?
I think some are improving, but there's still a long way to go. So we're still in the early stages of improving accessibility, I think, but hopefully it will improve in the future.
Do you like actually going to the shop yourself?
I do, yeah. Not as often anymore, but that's just because I need time and stuff. But yeah, so I like to go into shops as well, just to have a feel of the clothes, and I get a better idea of it that way. And if it's going to be some a texture I like to wear or not. But sometimes the layout of the shop can be quite cluttered and displays are propped up everywhere, which can be quite a trial when using your cane and trying to navigate around them. So I find that can be quite tricky.
And do you think staff are aware enough?
I think there still needs to be improvement in terms of staff training, to be honest. I've come across some who have been lovely and they've been aware of how they can help me, but others have been quite ignorant and they've treated me differently, and obviously that makes the experience quite uncomfortable. So yeah, I think there definitely needs to be more awareness.
And the other thing that annoys me, I don't know whether it happens to you, is when they keep moving things in a shop.
Yeah, that proves to be really frustrating. One of my favourite shops recently changed their entire outlay, and it really confused me when I walked in one day and couldn't find the brand I wanted to go and see. So the displays are propped up in the middle of the walkway now, which is so annoying because it can be like a trial to navigate around them with your cane without actually crashing into them.
Yeah, it makes the shopping experience just a little less fun, doesn't it, when it's like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of takes the enjoyment out of it, which isn't fair, to be honest.
Well, we're just at the early stages of 2020. We've got a whole year ahead. How do you think these things can be changed? How can we change these sort of aspects of shopping?
I think brands and retailers need to listen to the disabled consumer market and realise that there are people out there who want to appreciate beauty and fashion despite not being able to see them. So I think it's all about starting the conversation and letting them know that we're here and we want to appreciate these things just as much as sighted people do.
Yeah, and it's trying to do it in a way that's tactful, but also shows that, you know, it really, they need to do this sort of thing for us.
Absolutely. I think it can open a whole new consumer market for them as well. So it's a win-win at the end of the day.
And I think it's always good to commend good practice as well.
Of course, because it's not all negative. So when a brand does something well, then it's important to recognise that and encourage more to do the same.
Right. Well, it's a work in progress. But again, if we don't talk about it, then we can't get the ball rolling. Ellen Williams, your blog is called My Blurred World. And Ellen would love to hear from you. But in the meantime, Ellen, great to chat with you as always. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you for having me.